Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam kaže nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, u 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu, a 5.10. hodinu u Prijašovi. Ja jem din poloka. Dneska je nedilja 11. februara 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjo Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, February 11th, 2024. Tomorrow, for those of us on the new calendar, starts the period of the Great Fast. The time from Theophany until Bright Monday, I think it's called tomorrow, the first day of the Great Fast, is known as Fasheng, and in the Russian homeland, that's the time to be merry because come Lent, or the Great Fast, there's no entertainment, there's no partying, there's no nothing. We're going to start off with a Fasheng song, but before we do that, I would like to wish a very, very happy birthday to my oldest sister, Beth Libertor. We won't tell you which birthday she's celebrating, but we do want to wish her a very happy birthday. And for you, Beth, we have a Minohaya, Iblahaya Lita. Then after that, our Fasheng song. And then one I know that you'll like, Beth, Polubila Ya Stefana by Hrzda. And then we go to Zakarpattia with Ivanku Ivanku. Happy birthday, Bessie. We got a few songs for you, and I'll make sure to call them out as we play them. Hopefully you will like our selections. Happy birthday, older sis.
Polubila ja Stefana, polubila mjolem, mjolem, mjolem. Dajte njama mečko, dajte nja za njoho, dajte nja Прийди до нас тайком, дам я тобі знати, коли вийдуть з хати і нянько, і мати.
Дам я тобі знати, коли вийдуть з хати і нянько, і мати.
На плоті солома, не йди, старі дома, не йди, старі дома. Як стане темненько, ворота скрипливі, сусіди брехливі, варуйся серденько.
Ворота скрипливі, сусіди брехливі, варуйся серденько.
На ярку взяла вода лавку, взяла на крилах кохання прилети Іванку. Кохання, кохання, дівоче страждання, дівоче страждання, лем раз любовання, лем раз любовання, а сто раз чекання.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. We will again be broadcasting two special Easter programs, the first on Sunday, March 31st, and the second on Sunday, May 5th. If you are interested in sponsoring one of these special Easter broadcasts or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute by going to our parent page, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate Russian Heritage Radio Program. Today is my sister Beth Libertor's birthday, and we're playing some selections for her. We want to wish her a happy birthday again. Next, we have a pretty lively Kolomaika that I think that you will like, followed by Roland with Zahraj Sigan Charadash. Happy birthday, Bessie.
Marina Harna, ona wilsza, bitkonia, ciasza, bitkombajna. вся грішна, тима, 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 гарна, вона біжа від коня, тяжа від комбайна.
Today's historic focus, we commemorate tomorrow, the 12th of February, the birthday of Basilian monk, pedagogue, belletrist, historian, and ethnographer in Podkarpatska Rus, Anatoly Kralitsky. Anatoly Kralitsky was born February 12, 1835, in the village of Chabina, and Chabina is in Upper Zemplin County, just south of Medziliborce. Kralitsky studied at the theological schools at the Krasny Brid Monastery, which is in between Medziliborce and Chabina, as well as the Mariapoch Basilian Monastery. Mariapoch is a village in northeastern Hungary in Borsod County. After consecration as a Greek Catholic priest in 1858, he taught at the Mariapoch Theological School. In 1869, he moved to Mukachevo to take up the post of hegumen, the superior, of the St. Nicholas Basilian Monastery, where he remained until his death. Kralitsky was a student and successor of Father Alexander Duchnovich. As a late Romantic national awakener, Kralitsky promoted the idea of pan-Slavic unity as the best defense for Russians against Magyarization and national assimilation. Kralitsky was a prolific author in a wide variety of genres, such as tales, short stories, social commentary, reviews, translation, ethnographic studies, and popular education brochures. He also engaged in extensive correspondence with other national awakeners. Of particular importance was the series of short articles on the history of various Rusyn monasteries in the Hungarian kingdom, which were written between 1863 and 1890, geographic studies of Rusyns south of the Carpathians in 1866, and descriptions of Rusyn customs and folk songs. Also of significance were his analyses of historical sources for Subcarpathian history and biographical sketches of leading 19th century Rusyn national awakeners. Kralitsky tried to write in Russian, and most of his works appeared in Rusophile newspapers and journals in Podkarpatska Rus and Galicia. Among his prose works was a series of short stories, some were published under his pseudonym, based on Subcarpathian or Uho Rusyn village life. Kralitsky also wrote several tales based on Rusyn historical themes, the best known of which was the epic tale about the legendary 9th century Prince Laborets, first published in the Galician Rusophile journal Halychanin in 1863, and several times more in a significantly revised version after his death. Anatoly Kralitsky died February 11, 1894, in Mukachevo. Once again, very, very, very happy birthday to my sister Beth Libertor. Next, we have a number. I don't know if you like it or not. Let me know. And it's called Duje Vitor Duje. Happy birthday again, Bessie.
Keď mi duša zájde temkom, vyjdu sobi hory bereškom. Vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, tam sia budúť búčka kolosáty. Vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, tam sia budúť búčka kolosáty. Keď zamerzne kvít pod snihom, pušťu slnce hory bereškom. Vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, tam sia mu budúť berez kláňaty. Vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, tam sia mu budúť berez kláňaty. Duj, vitre, duj, mene nesanuj, vrdi s koriňami, smutní verbe žálni. Duj, vitre, duj, mene nesanuj, rozložen si chmár, šo nebo zakrvá buď. A až budu v kraju čužom, vršlu dunku hory, vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, na mňa bude srdce loskotáty. Vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, na mňa bude srdce loskotáty. A až nájdu doľu pod Christom, pôjdu s vitrom hory bereškom. Vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, tam si budú tichoňko spívaty. Vysoko púď ja strabiu horu sobi státy, tam si budú tichoňko spívaty.
another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. If you live in our home-based city of Pittsburgh, or anywhere else that you're listening to, no many churches will be having pirohe and holushka and other sales to support the church during this Lenten season. So please support your local church who are selling these items during Lent. And if you're looking for the best in the burg, pirohe, go no further than Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in the McKees Rocks Bottoms. They will be selling their award-winning pirohe on Fridays, and they are taking orders. You need to call Wednesdays, and you call this number, 412-331-5155. 412-331-5155 for the best in the burg, pirohe, from Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in the McKees Rocks Bottoms. The University of Pittsburgh will hold its annual Spring Festival of the Egg at its William Pitt Student Union on Sunday, March 10th, starting at 12 noon and running until 4 p.m. I know the Carpatha Russian Society will be involved. I'm not exactly sure how, but if I find that information out, I will certainly relay it to you. So that is the Spring Festival of the Egg at the University of Pittsburgh's Student Union, Sunday, March 10th from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. And then the next Sunday, the 17th of March, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church will hold its 17th annual Egg Extravaganza. St. John's is located at 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. The festivities begin at 12 p.m. and run until 4 p.m. There will be egg artists, there will be vendors selling pisanka, Easter basket covers, and much more. St. John's will have their Lenten kitchen available and much more. So that is the 17th annual Egg Extravaganza, Sunday, March 17th, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Happy birthday once again to my sister, Beth Libertor. We got two more for you. The first one is Dupni Sobi Dupni. And then from our friends in Ushhorod, Rokash, we have Marichko. Happy birthday once again, Beth. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, and listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night, 24-hour Russian broadcasting, all Russian, all the time. That's go to your computer, Log on to your favorite browser and type in russin.fm, or on your mobile phone or your iPad or your other smart device, just go to your app store and type in russin.fm. Russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesia krasny tyżden. Z Bohom.
Dobra, bądź, dobra, bądź.
holose Rusinju Amerika.